talking about driving, but not drinking and driving. Michael Clark of The Road Trip, he is co-host of that program, heard here Saturday mornings on CJOB 68, and my friend and colleague Brian Barkley, who is here. And by the way, you finished your fabulous meals?
I did, yes, and wonderful eating here.
I didn't know I was getting Eggs Benny, but thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. We put out the whole spread here for you. And come down, because, you ate the last one.
I did. Why is it always the Road Trip's fault?
This afternoon, the Canadian Auto Dealers Association, on Parliament Hill, lobbying the government, and they're holding a news conference saying, we want to end the practice of allowing right-hand drive vehicles into this country. You drove a right-hand vehicle. Is there a problem?
Actually, I owned one. I owned a 1992 Nissan Gloria Gran Turismo. It's a vehicle that I specifically brought in from Japan. I've driven them previous to that. I've driven the Nissan Skyline imports. The one thing that really struck me, if you've never driven a right-hand drive vehicle, is when you get in that seat, it's almost like your body wants to discombobulate and somehow leap into the left-hand side. And you really have to redraw every type of reference point that you've ever used in your driving experience. Now, the concern, of course, is that a lot of the people that are interested in driving these vehicles are the ones with the least amount of experience. So we're giving them the basics, and then, in some cases, are getting into very high-performance vehicles with a driving reference point that they simply don't understand. So when that vehicle is put into a situation of possibly being out of control, they don't know what to do.
I'm wondering, Michael, if perhaps there ought to be, if you're going to have one of these vehicles, maybe there ought to be mandatory training, familiarization, something to make sure that you're able to handle the vehicle when you're driving, because we're seeing more and more of these things in the city, and that means a lot of drivers who are not familiar with driving that way.
Well, I actually am a big proponent of having something like that, because when I had the vehicle, I remembered seeing right-hand drive vehicles that had come over from Europe. Usually, Canadian soldiers brought them back, and I remember seeing those old stickers that said right-hand drive vehicle, so I specifically had a custom-made sticker put on my rear bumper to let people know that. In Japan, left-hand drive vehicles are required to actually have what almost looks like a flagpole on the front bumper to alert other drivers that the vehicle is not of the common.
I drove a rental car in New Zealand, driving on the right-hand side of the road, and my big problem was every time I went to change lanes, I put the windshield washer wipers on.
I've done the exact same thing.
And it was indicative of the fact that I thought I knew what I was doing, but you become so ingrained in that left-hand drive that it takes quite a while to adapt to a right-hand drive.
And you don't know until you actually do hands-on. You really don't know your level of expertise until you do the hands-on.
Now, because, of course, I've had extensive professional driver training, I'm looking for these things. I know how to set up my mirrors. I'm making sure that I'm being doubly aware when I'm driving a vehicle.
But you're the exception.
Exactly. And my concern is that if you're putting somebody into this type of vehicle who, well, let's face it, it is a cool idea to be... Well, simply having something that not everybody else has.
All right, lots to talk to you about. I want to go to the phones. 780-6868, #680, toll-free on MTS Mobility, 1-800-665-2202. The Canadian Auto Dealers, they are lobbying. They want these right-hand vehicles banned from being imported into Canada. They're holding a news conference later today. You agree or disagree? Should right-hand vehicles in Manitoba be banned? 780-6868, #680, toll-free on MTS Mobility, 1-800-665-2202. Clark Barkley Cluche, live from the HSC Lifestyles Lottery Dream Home.
It's your time to vent. This is Richard Cluche Reports on CJOB 68, the Superstation.
Should right-hand vehicles be banned? 780-6868, #680, toll-free on MTS Mobility, 1-800-665-2202. We are live at the HSC Lifestyles Lottery Show Home. More on the show home and how you can get involved in this. The lottery is over 50% sold. There are 3,900 prizes to be awarded. Each ticket has a 1 in 20 chance to win over $3 million in prizes, including the Falcon Lake and Bridgewater Lifestyles. For tickets, call 777-5161. My lines are open right now. Your calls coming up on banning right-hand drives.
Once you've disposed of the daylight and you're looking for something real, you've got the Nighthawk with Jeff Currier.
Alan Doyle of Great Big Sea. What did you learn from guys like Jim Cuddy and Patty Maloney that helped you survive?
Nothing's more important than the band. Nothing. Not the gig, not the decision you're making right now. Nothing in your life is as important as keeping the mothership going. Nothing.
The Nighthawk, real radio from 9 till midnight on the Superstation, CJOB 68.
Lottery license number MGCC66ERF.
Whether you want a lot more extra or you want a nice little, you can win it with the Royal Winnipeg Valley's Hot Car Cool Cash Lottery. With over $125,000 in cash and prizes and 44 draws, this is one chance you should take. You could be driving away with the grand prize, a brand new 2011 BMW 528i sedan or $50,000 in cool cash. The choice is yours. Watch for the flyer in your mailbox to get your tickets or call 788-7276. That's 788-7276 to get yours today.
If you're like most people, you like to be able to relax and enjoy life. A big part of that is having a mortgage that's easy to live with. That's why Steinbeck Credit Union offers mortgages that meet your needs, with great rates and low down payment options. And with our newest Winnipeg branch now open at Lagimodier and Elmy, getting an SCU mortgage is easier than ever. Call or visit us today. Steinbeck Credit Union, taking care of the world's most important mortgage. Yours.
CJOB weather for Winnipeg and southern Manitoba.
Your weather for South Beach Casino and Resort. They deal excitement at South Beach Casino and Resort. Visit southbeachcasino.ca. Sunshine with increasing cloud this afternoon. Wind becoming northwest 40, gusting to 60, then diminishing to 20 later in the day today, and a high of 10. Clearing later this evening, a low of minus 3. Sunshine and 11 tomorrow. Right now, sunny skies and 4 Celsius in Winnipeg. West wind 21. The humidity is 83%. Just ahead of your calls at 780-6868. It's 4 Celsius.
Imagine sitting back in a luxurious leather chair and listening to a high-end sound system with your favorite music. Relaxed yet? Now, imagine your chair starts to float across the room, and as you reach the outside, you accelerate, smoothly flying down the road in extreme comfort and safety. Now, imagine you are actually in a car. What kind of car is it? And how much? Now, relax once more. It's an Acura. An Acura from Crown Acura. And it's a lot less expensive and, in many respects, superior to those other highly expensive luxury cars. And this week only, you can get rates starting as low as 1.4% and up to $12,000 in cashbacks as part of our in-stock, year-end clear-out sales event. Crown Acura, last year's winner of the Acura Ace Award for Client Excellence in the Waverly Auto Mall at Bishop Grandin, Manitoba's affordable luxury store.
Question, what would you prefer?
All right, sir, here is your coffee and your muffin.
Or?
All right, sir, here's your coffee, your muffin, and your $1,000.
Hey, Manitoba, Robbins is your hometown hero. Fall for Cash is on now, and you could win with your next visit. You could take home one of 100 cash prizes of $1,000, or maybe even one of 10 all-inclusive trips for two from Transat Holidays. This autumn, fall for cash at Robbins Donuts. Visit Robbins Donuts. com for contest details.
Topical, entertaining, and informative. Richard Cloutier reports on CJOB 68, the Superstation.
We are live at the HSC Lifestyles Lottery Dream Home. Let's go to the phones with Ken on CJOB 68. Michael Clark, Brian Barkley, Richard Cloutier, and Ken. What do you think of right-hand drives, Ken?
Well, I just got back from Mongolia, and though they drive on the right-hand side, I would say half the vehicles are right-handed vehicles and half of them are left-hand vehicles.
So what was that like?
Interesting, to say the least. The traffic in the capital, Ulaanbaatar, is just unbelievable.
Did you get full insurance on your rental?
I didn't have a rental. There's no way I would drive. In fact, I talked with a lot of local people who said that the the driving and the traffic problems are just horrific, and they don't even own vehicles. They just take taxis or local buses to get around.
Well, of course, the best way to get around in countries like that, too, is, you know, the fabled Honda Cub, really. I mean, like, there's so much motorcycle and moped use, I would imagine.
No. All right, there's not, there's not that many.
It's one car?
There isn't that many. It was very surprising. There were very few motorcycles around, and that was very strange. That was something that I expected to see, and I didn't.
Okay, transform that experience to Manitoba. There's a lot fewer of these right-hand drives in Manitoba. We asked Manitoba Public Insurance how many. They say they don't track those numbers, but they are growing, and on any given day you can see one. Do you agree with the auto dealers that we should be looking at not having them on our roads?
It all depends on the driver. Now, again, you know,
I got to pin you down on this one, Ken. It does depend on the driver, but if they're going out and lobbying and saying we don't want these on the road anymore, no matter what would you tell them?
I would say that the driver would have to be retested with that type of vehicle, probably a couple of different times, not just once around the block. And if they look like they can manage it well, then there shouldn't be any problem. My concern is the inexperienced drivers who are attempting to drive something like that, because as you pointed out earlier, you have to reorientate yourself to everything.
That's the thing. Right now, we get drivers in with any level of expertise. You can be awful, you can be great, you can have one of these vehicles, and of course you can be accident prone, and you can have all kinds of difficulties. If you're going to sell these vehicles in the country, there ought to be some kind of testing of some sort to make sure that you know what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Well, the other thing, too, is there's international driver's licenses that require people to have them to, of course, be well-orientated with left-hand and right-hand drive vehicles. If you're going to have something like this on the road, you really need the proper training.
Ken, I thank you so very much for joining us this morning on CJOB 68. We go from Ken to Glenn on the Superstation. Glenn, what do you think?
Hello, actually it's Glenn, but that's okay. I spend my day on the highway, and I'm just wondering, how do these guys pass on the highway? Because they can't see you. You got to move all the way out into oncoming traffic to see, and that's my biggest concern.
Well, Len, having owned one of the vehicles, I have to tell you, you enjoy the right lane for all of its scenic goodness, because you are correct. You simply don't have that reference point. There are little tricks that I do when I'm driving a right-hand drive vehicle in respect to looking through the windshield, say, of a vehicle in front of you. But in the case of having a tractor trailer in front of you, I mean, I can't imagine trusting my passenger to give me my point of reference.
That's a great point. I'd be fearful of that, Brian.
Well, it's also the system is designed for the left-hand side driver. It's designed that way. And so, of course, when you put somebody on the other side, they're at a disadvantage automatically.
So, Len, when I asked you the question straight out, what should government do?
They should be banned. Absolutely.
I thank you so very
much. It shouldn't be the auto dealers that are banning them. I mean, because then it sounds like, well, if we can't get them, somebody else is importing, now we're losing business. It should be the safety concern that they should be banned.
Len, I thank you so very much for joining us. 780-6868, #680, toll-free on MTS Mobility, 1-800-665-2202, email at cjob.com. Richard, I drove right-hand drive Jeep for the post office. It does take a lot to get used to. You seem to drift to the center line if you're not careful because of the way you're oriented in the vehicle. Turning left is a lot harder, especially in a multi-lane crossing. I would like to see them banned. Do you agree or disagree? My lines are open at 780-6868.
Talk back now at 780-6868 or 1-800-665-2202. The WSO Pop series kicks off the season with the return of a hometown hero. Chantal Kreviazuk returns to Winnipeg for the world premiere of her all-new symphony show. Described as a virtual roller coaster of emotion that illuminates the sheer poetry of her lyrics, the charming singer-songwriter takes the audience on a journey through luscious melodies and soulful sounds. This is resident conductor Richard Lee, inviting you to join us October 22nd to the 24th at the Centennial Concert Hall. Tickets at Ticketmaster or WSO.ca.
When some stores cut prices, it's just a little trim. But when Leon's cuts prices, we use something a lot more powerful. It's Leon's exciting new Price Cuts event, and we're cutting prices on hundreds of your favorite items. Save $200 on a gorgeous two-tone sectional sofa, now just $9.99, including delivery. And other than taxes, you don't have to pay for 18 months OAC. Interest-free. Leon's first ever Price Cuts event. When we have a sale, you know it really is a sale.
I run my own design shop, and if there's one thing I know about business, it's how to stretch a dollar. That's why I got the RBC Royal Bank $6 small business account. The $6 monthly fee can cover up to 8 business transactions each month, and there's no minimum balance required. I also got a no annual fee, low interest rate line of credit. Who knew $6 could go that far?
Call 1-800-ROYAL-20 to learn more about the RBC Royal Bank $6 small business account. Some conditions apply. Advice you can bank on.
This is Richard Cloutier Reports.
And headline news.
Winnipeg police will tell us more later today about that story we told you about first here on CJOB 68. A weapons arrest and a search warrant executed in Elmwood. Hearing is underway from Manitoba Justice and the Crown Attorneys Association. This is an arbitration hearing. Drinking and driving. Attempts to try to curb it in Manitoba. There's a summit going on. More on that story later this morning on CJOB 68. And RCMP investigating a fatality. This was a truck-train collision just outside the city of Winnipeg last night. News as it breaks here on the Superstation, CJOB 68.
Protecting our water for the future is a responsibility we owe to our kids.
But right now, City Hall is negotiating a $1 billion sewage deal with the largest private water company in the world. It's a backroom plan that Sam Cates won't make public, and it would lock us in for the next 30 years.
As a parent, I can't live with that. My kids deserve better. And that's why I'm voting to stop this backroom deal.
On October 27th, we're voting to stop the secrecy.
We're voting against Sam Cates' secret sewage deal. Authorized by official agent.
It's your life. It's your style. It's your home. Make your statement at Winnipeg's hottest new address, 1810 Corridon Avenue. High-end, open lot style condos offer the luxury and sophistication that you dream of. Over 1,900 square feet of the highest standards await you. With granite, hardwoods, two balconies, and heated two-car garage. It's the space you crave. Google 1810 Corridon to discover more. More style, more home, more you. Come see the David DeLue team at the Royal LePage Display Suite. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 4 till 7, Sundays 1 till 4.
Brian Barkley here for Michelin Tire Talk. Two-thirds of vehicles have one or more tires improperly inflated by more than 10%. That amount increases tire wear and uses more fuel. Ensure your tires are properly inflated according to your vehicle standards. Brought to you by Sturgeon Creek Garage, your Alliance Tire Professional at 2640 Portage Avenue. And right now, receive a $70 rebate on the purchase of any four Michelin tires. Details in-store or online at michelinman.ca.
Hi, I'm new here. Where's the copier?
Don't have one.
So how...
The Task Alpha Color MFP from Kyocera. Why just make copies when you could boost productivity?
Well...
Task Alpha, as in task, as in...
Job?
And Alpha, as in...
Important?
Right. Printing, copying, scanning, all with Kyocera's... Reliability, which leads to...
A more productive office.
Exactly.
Task Alpha Color MFP Series, only from Kyocera. Visit kyoceramedia.ca for details.
Your number one place for information. Richard Cloutier reports on CJOB 68, the Superstation.
The HSC Lifestyles Lottery is over 50% sold. We are broadcasting live from that Merrick HSC Lifestyles Lottery dream home. We are just off Waverly. If you know the corner of Waverly and Bishop Grandin, go south on Waverly. It's your first right on Arbor Meadow Gate. Follow the signs to 43 Hunter Brook Road. You can get your tickets. Each ticket, 1 in 20 chance to win. You can also enter to win Hal's house party. Come on down, say hello, and buy your tickets. Can't get down here? Call now for tickets at 777-5161, 777-5161. My lines are open at 780-6868, #680. Toll free on MTS Mobility, 1-800-665-2202. Canadian Auto Dealers on Parliament Hill later today to ask that we ban right-hand drives. A lot of cars, a lot of trucks coming in from Japan into Canada. We see them in Manitoba. My colleague, CJOB's Brian Barkley, is here. Michael Clark from the Road Trip He is co-host of that program Saturday mornings, 10:30 till noon here on CJOB 68. Back to your phone calls on CJOB. And this is Eric on the Superstation. Eric, you drive a right-hand drive?
Yes, I do.
And, tell us about it.
Well, it's a really nice car. They're more collector cars, I would say. You get older cars that don't have any rust or anything on them. But the thing I'm calling
about... How low was the miles on yours?
Just under 100,000. And it's a 99.
And what type of car is it, Eric?
It's a Nissan 180SX. It's a silver.
180SX, of course. So 180SX would have been the 240.
Yes.
That actually appeared in North America. So it's a Silvia, is what it is. Yes, it is. And now, the interesting thing, Eric, is that particular car, of course, came here, so you probably don't have the same problems with getting parts as some Japanese-only market cars, correct?
Well, the parts are very hard to get. Even though they're similar to the 240, the parts don't fit.
Exactly. So, I mean, you are going to have that, and of course, that's part of being an enthusiast.
Right.
I mean, you make that extra effort. But tell us about your driving experience with it.
Okay, well, just a comment that one of your callers made before about not being able to see the left lane when you're making a lane change. Well, I mounted a camera to the outside mirror of the passenger side, which would be the driver's side here, and I put a TV screen where the rear view mirror would be beside it. And I got pulled over, and that was called a distraction to the driver.
Okay, well, I understand what you tried to do there, and I applaud the ingenuity. That was a neat idea. In fact, Acura had a car at Detroit a few years ago. It was the concept for the RDX. They were using cameras instead of mirrors. So you actually had video screens inside the vehicle. So I think you were a little ahead of yourself, but I think it was a really neat way to try to assist it along. Unfortunately, you are dealing with the Highway Traffic Act, and we know that there's not a lot of things you can do.
And frankly, we have the backup cameras, which I get. But Eric, if you needed a camera to be able to drive safely on the road, that's telling us something, isn't it?
Well, I didn't put it to drive safely. I just took the thought of other drivers and not just me driving the vehicle on the road. So I tried to be more thoughtful of everybody driving on the road. So it's just an extra step of caution I decided to take.
I think you're in denial because your system is not designed for running on the system in Canada. And so you put up these things to help you, but you have to have that to get you around the streets or compensate some way. These vehicles, you either have to have a level of expertise or you have to have some other technology, which you've added on. It seems you're illustrating the point that these vehicles are not necessarily safe for the novice driver.
Could you get HBO Canada on that thing, too?
Funny.
Here's a question, Eric. Would you, if there was special considerations that had to be made to have these vehicles in Canada, such as labeling, such as signage, such as the types of things that are used in Japan, such as the flagpoles, would you put those things on your vehicle to help identify to other drivers that you have a right-hand drive vehicle?
Definitely. No matter how goofy it looks, I would definitely put it on my vehicle to enjoy the car.
Eric, thank you so very much for joining us this morning. This is Bill on CJOB 68 with Michael, Brian, and Richard. Come on in here, Bill. Should we ban the right-hand drives?
No, I don't think so. I think that when people import cars, that makes competition for the car dealers. And when the car dealers want to ban their competition, I think probably the reason is more financial than safety.
Is there a financial component to this, Michael Clark?
Well, I will say this in respect to that. When I brought in that particular vehicle, now this was a 1992 car, 35,000 kilometers on it. You have to understand why these cars are even made available. To certify a vehicle in Japan can cost thousands of dollars beyond what that vehicle is worth. So a lot of these cars are practically driven to the junkyard. That's basically what happens to them. So my car had very low miles on it. Landed here in Winnipeg, that car set me back about $5,500. Now, the other side of this is a lot of these cars never appeared in any way, shape, or form. As Eric just told us, he's had problems getting parts. Think of your front-end suspension. Everything's reversed. You can't go and take parts from a left-hand drive car and really utilize them in any proper way. So...
For the government to ban these things. If somebody
I don't think the government should be in the garage on this.
Them.
I don't think the government should be in the garage on this. It's the other thing is, too, is we're dealing with, remember, is that Manitoba Conservation is now deemed vehicles 1995 and older. If they get involved in an MPI collision, that they are deemed parts only.
That is an important component of this story. Bill, I thank you for joining us. We continue in a moment. We are live on location. It's the HSE Lifestyles Lottery Dream Home by Merrick. We'll talk to a spokesperson from Merrick coming up and continue with your calls on the Superstation.
Voice your opinion now. Call 780-6868. Out of town, 1-800-665-2202. This is CJOB 68. Every night at midnight, CJOB 68 journeys into the realm of the unknown and the unexplained. Unravel the mysteries. Expand your mind. Coast to Coast AM, nightly at midnight on the Superstation, CJOB 68. Don't miss the only Hyundai factory-authorized clear-out event for 2010. It's your best chance to get a 2010 Elantra L with an industry-leading 0% financing for 84 months. You won't find a better deal anywhere. Get an Elantra for only $179 a month with zero down. But don't forget, once the 2010 Elantras are gone, they're gone forever. Don't miss the Hyundai factory-authorized clear-out event now on for a limited time. Hurry to your local Hyundai dealer today.
At McDonald Auto Body, Gordy Vaughn, the big boss with the hot sauce, has had his crews doing body work on thousands of cars over the years. But now the really good news. When you don't need major body work, only those eyesore dings and dents removed, the McDonald boys can do their incredible new paintless dent removal. And the price is sweet.
We love to make you happy.
Auto Body, 1310 St. James.
CJOB weather for Winnipeg and southern Manitoba.
Your weather for the headwaters in Kenora, bringing luxury condominium living to Lake of the Woods all year round. Go to headwatersliving.com for display suite hours. Sunshine, windy today though. We'll also see some cloud later in the day. Northwest wind 40 gusting to 60 this morning. That'll diminish later in the afternoon. Today, a high of 10, clearing this evening, a low of minus 3, sunshine, and 11 tomorrow. Sunny and 4 Celsius in Winnipeg right now at CJOB.
Choose Sunwing and save 50% off our 15,000 champagne winter vacations to a sunny destination of your choice. Relax in Sunwing Airlines leather seats, enjoy a welcome glass of champagne, a choice of hot meals with wine, hot towels, and movies, all at no extra charge. Book one of our 15,000 champagne vacations backed by our best price guarantee by calling your travel agent or visit sunwing.ca.
Sunwing.ca.
Uh-oh, that sounds like trouble. Hi, Ken Plain here. The sound of dripping water is not what you want to hear in your basement. Your first move, call Avalon, Western Canada's professionals in foundation repairs for 40 years. Ask around. The Avalon name comes up first, time after time. When it comes to wet basements, cracked walls, and other water problems, trust the pros at Avalon. Go to avalonwpg.ca. That's Avalon with a B.
Staying up to date with CJOB.com has never been easier. Join our Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter as stories break. You can now download the Chorus Entertainment app and take CJOB everywhere.
This is CJOB 68, the Superstation. Richard Cloutier reporting. If they are banned, that has to include post office right-hand drives. I gather we still have them, Michael Clark of the Road Trip.
Absolutely we do, and I do see them on a fairly regular basis in and around Winnipeg. So not to mention that, but also even garbage trucks as well, many of them are right-hand drives.
Brian, have you ever driven a right-hand drive?
No, I haven't. Nope.
My mind's working.
Easy.
HSE Lifestyles Lottery, over 50% sold. We'll introduce you to Tanya Merrick in just a moment, this beautiful home here. Back to the calls here at the Superstation, and this is Jim on CJOB. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning.
Should we ban right-hand drives?
I think not. As a car enthusiast and whatnot, you're going to be taking a lot of beautiful sports cars off the road, but I do think that there is a safety factor in place here.
So, Jim, is there a possibility that if there were special rules for right-hand drives, then you would support that?
Absolutely. Just like a motorcycle, right? You got to go through a bunch of tests before you can drive them.
and that's been ignored for too long. I think people have been bringing these things in very small numbers for years and years, and they've just been driving them and without any regulation whatsoever. But it's finally been recognized that maybe we ought to start being aware of what's going on the roads now.
Well, the other thing, too, is a lot of the enthusiasts, they have to remember a lot of these right-hand drive cars also came in as left-hand drives. Have you seen how cheap some of the stuff is going for down in the States? I'd rather go get a 92 Lexus SC400 from California than bring in a Toyota Soarer, which was the same car, which I can't get parts for.
Jim, go ahead.
Well, I think that's true, too, but I really do think that you'd be taking a lot of nice cars off the road and whatnot, and I believe that it shouldn't be banned.
Well, I think that's what we need to also clarify. We're going to talk about this on the road trip on Saturday from 10:30 to 12 noon. Send us an email at theroadtriponline.ca for additional discussion.
All right. Thank you very much.
9:45 on CJOB 68. The fact that conservation through MPI and the write-offs, the 1994 rule and beyond, that's going to have an impact on this as well, will it not?
You know, this week, actually today, there's a 1969 Plymouth Valiant that's going up that's got a, basically a tap in the fender, and it's parts only, and it made me cry. Because I knew that it, of course, could be fixed. But the thing is, what they're most concerned about from Manitoba Conservation side is the pollution that is coming out from these vehicles. I don't think it's targeted at classic vehicles. You can still buy them back if you want to and restore them.
Some of these are the smaller ones as well, like the very narrow wheelbase. And I look at them on our roads and go, that doesn't belong here. We're Canada. This is North America.
We got these teeny tiny little cars.
We need F-250s with diesels.
But you know what? What it comes down to is that there is going to be government control on this to a point. I mean, the fact is that we do know that pre-1995 cars are better polluters, I guess is the way to put it. I know a lot of people in the classic car community, especially a gentleman out in Bossier by the name of HPI Customs. He's doing beautiful work on some very classic cars with new school engines and technology that are better for the planet. So you can still have your fun. You can go, well, as fast as you certainly can in sources of motorsport, but it can be done, and it can be done clean.
Michael Clark of The Road Trip. Brian Barkley, I thank you both for joining us this morning here on CJOB 68.